Is I think you can just see in the day five it's partitioning the merit field day five. So the most important thing is the merit field is to accumulate the merit. So you have to pray for the merit field to accumulate the merits. The accumulating the merit is something like that. When you have to do the some any of the work or whatever, so once you are the merit is when you have the strong merit, so you can overcome easily all the obstacles. For the example, I will give you the one example. For the example, when we do the prayers for the person, sometimes if the prayers become very effective, sometimes prayer becomes not very effective. It depends on the person's merit. So even when we do the same prayers, sometimes it's a very effective for the someone. So sometimes prayer is not that much of the effective because it depends on the person's merit to whom we are doing the prayers or puja. So that's why the merit field. So best way to the accumulate the merits, it's the to the practice of the merit field practice. This is the best way or easiest way to accumulate the merits. That's why now the merit field there. So whenever person think to accumulate the merit, you will think that the physically you have to do something. No, it's not right. When you have to accumulate the merit, physically you don't have to do anything. Best way or easiest way to the accumulate the merit is to practice the merit field. So easiest way. So whenever in the merit field practice or something like that, whenever you feel sad, whenever you feel distress or like that, you can just visualize the merit field and pray for merit field to overcome your stress or stress or sadness. So that's why the merit field practice is something like that. Something is like that to easiest or the best way to the accumulate the merit. So now here that you have to know the how to petition the merit field, how to visualize the merit field, petition the merit field. So that's why with the petitioning the merit field, you can see as the petition and merit field, the purpose of the merit field practice is to accumulate the merits. Once you have not strong enough merit, then it is very difficult to get the realization and the Buddhahood. So as the stories goes like that, when he was very when he have not realized the emptiness, when he was not realized the emptiness, when he had not obtained the realization, so he asked the question to the Manjushri Buddha, what he had to do. Lama Tsongkhapa, when he, so that time the Manjushri Buddha have suggested Lama Tsongkhapa to practice the merit field practice, because he told that right now that you have not purified the lots of the your negative, I mean the negative karmic negative imprints, which karmic negative imprints, so you have to purify the all the negative imprints, then you can realize the emptiness. So that's why Manjushri Buddha suggested Lama Tsongkhapa to practice the merit field practice. He have not suggest the Manjushri Buddha have not suggested Lama Tsongkhapa to chant the mantra. Okay, he have not suggested, he have not given any mantra. Vietnamese, you always feel that you should need one mantra to chant. So that's why you can clearly see that the Lama Tsongkhapa, when the Manjushri Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa had a visualization of the Manjushri, he can see the Manjushri as we see the each other. So at that time Manjushri have suggested Lama Tsongkhapa to practice the merit field practice to purify the his negative sins. Negative sin, then he can realize the emptiness, then he can obtain the realization. In his life, in you can he Lama Tsongkhapa's in life, Manjushri have never give any mantra, special mantra to him. Yeah, Manjushri have not give any special mantra. That's why now the additioning the merit field practice becomes the importance because of the any practice, any when we do the any job. So there are so many, I mean the obstacle comes because we have the lack of the merits, because we are having the so much of the negative sins. So result of that, we are having facing the so much of the obstacles in day-to-day life. Also, we are facing the so much of the obstacle to practice the Dharma. But so that's why when we have to overcome all these the obstacles, we have to purify our negative sins or the purify or the to accumulate the more merits. For sake of that, we have to do the merit field practice. Okay, first you have to visualize from that the golden tree. Okay, you just look all in the photo. Okay, now you all have the photo, isn't it? So look at that photo. Okay, look at the photo. Now when you visualize, first visualize the golden tree. Okay, golden tree. Then after that, what you have to visualize is that. Then after that, what you have to visualize, go up. Then the golden tree. Then what do you see on the above the golden tree? Then what do you see? Now when you look at the picture, you can see that. Then you just see the golden. Yeah, golden root. That's a golden tree. Okay? Golden tree. And the gold. That was the golden tree. Then the before that. Then you above the golden tree. Then what do you see? There the some of the other things you see the like a flowers or what. Then when you visualize start to the thing from the golden tree. Then above that golden thing, all the leaves with the silver leaves. Okay, that all the leaves should be. be visualized as a silver leaf. Above that, then you have to visualize, then above you have to come from the center. Now center, you have to above that, first you have to start to visualize from the guru, okay? Guru in the form of the Lama Tsongkhapa, okay? Lama Tsongkhapa. Or the center of the Lama Tsongkhapa, you visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay? In the heart of the Lama Tsongkhapa. Buddha Tsongkhapa. Okay, then the center of the Buddha, then you have to visualize the Vajradhara. There is another Buddha, okay? Vajradhara. Then center of that day is a syllabus, Hung. Okay? Hung, yeah. Hung is the symbol of our mind. Do you know there is one Buddha's teaching sutra? We call it a Heart Sutra. Yeah, Heart Sutra. I think it is good when you get, before gathering, coming to the teaching, I think it will very good if you all say this sutra, okay? Heart Sutra. Before starting the prayers, just say this prayer, okay? This is the one of the sacred, the Buddha's prayer, okay? So now here that, now I'll come back to the point. So that's why now that then you have to visualize from the gold tree, then you visualize the Lama Tsongkhapa, center Lama Tsongkhapa, just visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni, and the center of the Buddha Shakyamuni, just visualize the Buddha Vajradhara who holds a Vajra. Then in the center of that Buddha, visualize the syllabus home. Initially, it will be very difficult for you to visualize the all this, but with the practice, then it will become easier. Now here, later on, you can see the right side of the Lama Tsongkhapa, right hand side, you will see that just like, again, you will see the like a right side, there is a rainbow, isn't it? Like a rainbow. Or...
Ngài nói là ở phía bên tay phải của tổ Tsongkhapa, mọi người sẽ thấy một cái hình ảnh giống như là một cái cầu vồng.
Just behind the Lama Tsongkhapa, there will be the five line, isn't it? Can you see the five line? Five line, can you see that? The five lines of the Buddhas. Five lines of the Buddha, then you can see that now you just go the five lines of the center of that five line, okay? The center line, you can just go the top of the center line. Just look at the top of the center line. That it might be the very small, but that is the Buddha we call the Vajradhara Buddha. Now one more thing that you have to understand, that is when the Buddha Shakyamuni, when he give the teachings, whenever he started to give the tantric teaching, he have changed his form. While he is changing his form, that Buddha we call the Vajradhara. Okay, Sanskrit and Vajradhara Buddha. Vajradhara means Chinese they call the Qingkang. You know the bell and one that the other, when we use the two things, no? Anyway, so this Buddha. Okay. Now the main point is that when the Buddha, whenever he gave the tantric teaching, he have changed his form. So in the there are the many different tantric teaching. Some tantric teaching Buddha have given in this world, some tantric teaching he have given in another world. Now the Vajradhara is the Buddha, whenever he gives the teaching in this world, he have changed his form. Okay, not in the Buddha Shakyamuni form. That what he changed in the different form, that Buddha we call the Vajradhara Buddha. Okay, so whenever there is a tantric teaching, it's a very important to know whether there is a tantric teaching taught by the Buddha or not. That's a very important to differentiate. So in India there is a two type of the tantra in India. One is a Buddhist tantra and one is the non-Buddhist tantra. So non-Buddhist tantra is tradition still exists in India. Still they do the same ritual tradition, same as the very similar with the Buddhist tantra. So I think you saw the fire puja, what we do. Same thing, they will do the same fire puja. Only the difference is that they will not burn the fire as we burn. We burn a little bit huge. So they will just burn little small fire. Now that you have to differentiate the Buddhist tantra and a non-Buddhist tantra, there will be the two difference. There is a main two difference. You have to understand that very important, this point. Buddhist tantra is the emphasis on the bodhicitta and the emptiness. Non-Buddhist tantra, they will not talk about the bodhicitta and great compassion and emptiness. These two things are the main thing that we can differentiate between the Buddhist tantra and a non-Buddhist tantra. Atisha have a great path. Atisha, he have 153 gurus, master. He have 153. So whenever Atisha he talks or he heard the name of the guru Sirlingpa, that is the name of his guru. Okay, I will write down. So he will cry. He will touch his hand and he will pray whenever he heard the name of his guru. Among the 153 gurus, whenever he heard the name of the Sirlingpa, he used to cry. The Sirlingpa is the master who give him the teachings of the Bodhicitta. That's why he consider him as the one of the most teacher. One of the most important teacher among the 153 teachers, because that teacher gave him the Bodhicitta teaching. The Bodhicitta is, as I told you before, to think the welfare of all of the sentient beings. To thinking the welfare of all of the sentient beings to obtain the Buddhahood, that's we call the Bodhicitta. So that's why, as I told you before, when you have not slightly idea of the Bodhicitta, when you have no any slightly practice the Bodhicitta, even if you try to get the initiation or empowerment 100 times, you won't get anything. Okay. This is, I'm not saying this point, okay? All the great master, Buddha, all have told this point, okay? Don't think that I have telling you some of the new idea or the new theory, okay? That's why now here you have to come to now the Buddhist tantra and the non-Buddhist tantra. Bodhicitta citta is not available in the non-Buddhist tantra. This is the one main point should be in the Buddhist tantra. When there is no bodhicitta, that is not a Buddhist tantra at all. Because in the it is very important, okay, to you have to understand. Because the Vietnam, what I saw is Vietnam, because only the you will feel that the Dharma practice or doing something like the going to the initiation will receive the something or like that. So much of the misunderstanding you are carrying, okay? Because you are not knowing the Dharma properly. Because you are not knowing the Buddhism properly. That's why you have lots of the misunderstanding. This is the, now the Buddhist tantra, they should be the two main thing. Emptiness view, idea of the emptiness, and the bodhicitta. When they, if there is no bodhicitta and the emptiness view, then that is not a Buddhist tantra. That's a, it comes a non-Buddhist tantra. Great compassion. Compassion toward the, all of the sentient beings. This is the main point of the every Buddhist tantra. In one, you should not think that tantra is a, some just like the ringing the bell and the doing the some of the rituals and the burning the fire. That is not a real tantra. Real tantra should come from the inside to the, your mind. Here, that's why now you can see in the picture, now the behind that the, there is a five line, isn't it? Above of the central line, you the above of the that is the Vajradhara Buddha, okay? Who have given, he who gave the teachings in the this world and the Buddhist tantra. It's another form of the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay? But who gave the Buddhist tantra teaching. Now then you will see that they on the central line, then the Vajradhara, then behind that all the, these are the, the top of that, the central line, top of the, the middle of the, you can you see there are the five lines, isn't it? In the top of that, the middle line, top of the middle line, that's the Vajradhara.
Yes.
Below that, these also are the, our guru. In we call the, our guru's guru, teacher's teacher, all the lineage of the, our teachers. Then the right of the that, okay, then can you see that the right of the that, right of the that, it is then Yamantaka Buddha, okay? The one more thing that you have to understand that in the Tantra, there are the so many of the deities, okay? So many of the deities. Now, again, in there are the, so many of the deities. Among that, now, again, don't think that the, who is the strongest, okay? Your mind is the strongest. So you can see that the, I will always tell the one joke. If you look at the, all these deities, so many deities, some deities, they will just suppress or the suppress under their feet as the tiger, lion, or something like this. So many animals. But all this tantric deity, you won't see the suppressing the human in this tantric deity. Human are stronger than them. Clear point is that the human mind is a very special. So my human mind is a very special. So all the most important thing is that from your mind is the most important thing. Okay. So once you can control the your mind, then everything is under your control. Once you cannot control the your mind, then everything is not your under your control. There is a story that Miller Reba, while he's meditating in a cave in the Miller Reba, the yogi, the Miller Reba. So in his cave, the what happened is that in cave, one occasion, one ghost came to the his cave. So they, Miller Reba and the ghost has some discussion. They had one discussion. So ghost have told the Miller Reba that the first Miller Reba feel little bit scared when he see the ghost. Then ghost have told the Miller Reba that I am the not the real ghost. Your mind is a real ghost. If you can subdue the your mind, you can subdue the all the ghost in this world. So that's why Miller Reba then later on told him, yeah, you are very right. So the Miller Reba told the one thing that when you realize the all the ghost as your parent, as a parent, then you they will be the no more any trouble. Miller Reba told like that. That's why now my point is quite clear that everything, the fear, anxiety, everything is arising from the our mind. When you can control it, there will be the no more fear, anxiety, stress. Because these also the product or these all the product of the our mind. This all arises from our mind. Yes, so yes. Once we are not knowing it, then we are having the so much of the problem we are creating. This is one story. One man went to the temple. Okay, one man, he just went to the temple. When he was entering the temple, then he just have removed his shoes. Okay, removed his shoe and he just went to inside the temple. Okay, when he removed his shoes, he feel a little bit scared or the fear that he might someone will steal his shoe. So he just wrote the one note and he just keep the note near of that shoe. He wrote the note that whoever steal this shoe, you will be regret. Yeah, he wrote the one note and said that whoever steal this shoe, whoever steal my shoe, you will regret. Okay. Then he wrote and the second time he wrote that because I am international boxer. Now he went to inside the temple. He understands what it took a few minutes. When he came back, that someone have stole his shoe. He found another note near of the way he kept the shoe. Okay, he found one other note. Thief have left the one note. In the note it said that now don't try to chase after me. You will be regret. Then he wrote because I am international runner. He wrote a letter that don't chase after me because you will get regret because I am international runner. So same thing that now my point. point is that when you are not knowing who is who, so there is a problem you can create. Whose ones you are not knowing. So right now, just like that, when you look at the right now married field, now you are just like that. You are knowing who is the who. Who is a runner and who is a boxer. You are not knowing when you look at the married field. So now that's why now the said that the Yamantaka. Now Yamantaka is the one of the deity. Buddha, when he gave the Yamantaka, is the deity of the not this world. When the Buddha gave the teaching in the next other world, so Buddha have changed his form into the Yamantaka. Okay. Yeah. Now the Buddhist view, from the Buddhist view, there is a multi-universe, existence of the multi-universe. So still this point is quite right now with my experience with the one where we are having the research with the scientists. Still there is, from science point of view, still they are not very clear to accept the existence of the other universe or not. Because the point is that still they are not very clear with the other universe. I saw though in the one of the Newsweek article, what I saw is that they from the NASA, American NASA, they have sent the one spacecraft to the Mars. From the Mars, they have collected the soil from the Mars, and later on, doing the research on the soil, what they found is that there is a life in the Mars. Well, this idea is the same like that. In the multi-universe, there are some planet, there is a life, but it will be extinct, that world. The life will start in another planet. Also, that they will be the one of the time of the beginning of the this world. Also, they will be the time of the end of the this world. 2012 is not the end of this world. Okay, I'm not saying that 2012 is the end of this world. Okay, so many people used to ask me the whether it will be the end of the this world or what. Now, don't ask me that question. Okay, so generally from Buddhist view, I think it is not the end of the this world. What the Buddha have mentioned that his teaching will remain the 5,000 years. So that's why still we have more years. So the second point is that even it's the end of the world, what to worry? Why to worry? We have a few months or the few years to live. Live it happily, live it peacefully. That's the most important thing. I always used to say the one thing, even if you have one day to live it happily, live it peacefully. Even you are having the 1 year to live, or 10 years, 100 years, how many years you have to live? Live it happily, peacefully. That's the most important thing. It's a one true incident what happened in the one of the Tibetan college. I just give a talk where they generally like this point, living with the happily, living with the peacefully. So there's a one teacher just asked me the question, and he told me, suggested me. Teacher have told me in the front of all the students, Rinpoche, he told me that, Rinpoche, if you say like that for the student, live the happily, live the peacefully, then the student won't study. They will think that living in the peacefully and happily is important. Study is not important. Back to my point. So that's why in the world, every day, the different world, different universe, every world and the universe have a time of the existing and the time of the end. So that's why the Buddha have not given the teaching only in this world. From tantric point of view, Buddha have given the teaching in the different the realms and the different planets. So Yamantaka is the one teaching Buddha have given to the another realm, another universe. But that time Buddha have changed his form in the different form. Still I have that article in the Newsweek article, that still I have it. If you are more interested, I can give you the copy. It have mentioned that there is a quite strong evidence to prove there is a life in the past and the Mars. If there is a life in the Mars, then it is quite clear that there is other sentient beings in the other world, other than our world. So they have sent the one spacecraft. Spacecraft name itself is a Pathfinder. Pathfinder, and they call that the spacecraft name is a Pathfinder. They send it to the Mars. So that from there, they got the soils from the Mars. And after doing the research and after the experiment, they find out there the quite strong evidence there is a life in the Mars and before. So that's why they are this. So that's why my point is that's why. So that's from Buddhist point of view. From Buddhist system, there is a multi-universe. We accept the existence of the multi-universe. So that's why. So what we accept, the Buddha have given the not teaching not only in this world. He have also given the teaching in another world. So when he give the teaching in another world, he have changed the different form. So one in the world, he have changed as the Yamantaka Buddha. Yamantaka. If he have changed the different form, you have to understand at this point. Okay? Now you got all the tantra is okay. Now the Yamantaka. Okay. Now you can see the right side of the that is a Yamantaka Buddha. Okay. Right of the there the five line, isn't it? Behind that five line. So central line, it's you gonna Vajradhara Buddha. Right of that is a Yamantaka. Okay? And it's a left. It's a Adisha. Now maybe today I will stop here. Then I will go the next week. I will go the other deities explanation. Okay. But the one important thing is that all this merit field, when you visualize that merit field, all these deities and the Buddhas, or you should think that the only one. Okay. It's come to the Lama Tsongkhapa. And the Buddha is not other than the Lama Tsongkhapa. All the deities are not other Tsongkhapa. Just like you have to think the all the union. Okay. Okay. Now you have to think the union of the old roots. All the union. Okay. all the Buddha and the deities are the union of the Amatsukkhapa, okay, Sakya Amatsukkhapa. Okay. Whenever you feel stress or whenever you feel the difficulties on your mind, just visualize the all this merit field, pray for that, okay? To overcome the your difficulties and everything, okay? So maybe I will leave for the few minutes for the question answer session, okay? Before that, I have a small homework for you, okay?
Và trước khi mà mọi người đặt câu hỏi thì ngài sẽ cho bài tập về nhà.
So here that today they someone have asked me to do the prayer. So you just visualize when you get back home, visualize the merit field and pray for the one person, okay? Today not pray for the yourself, okay? Pray for you all, okay? Today he is feeling the unwell, so pray for him to overcome overcome the all his disease, okay? This is homework, okay? Your homework, okay? All of your homework. Today while you are praying for the merit field, don't pray for the yourself, okay? Just pray for this person and all the sick persons, okay? Not only you, I will also pray, okay, for him, okay? I am that, not that master who was not doing himself and telling others to do. No, I'm not that type of the master, okay? What I will do, and I will ask you also to do. There is the one master. There is one master and there is the one mother. So one mother asked, so she came to the master's place with one child. So mother told the master to advise her son not to eat the sweet. Then Lama told her, the mother, to come after the 1 week later. Again, after 1 week, again the mother came with the son after 1 week. Again, Lama told come after the 1 week. Again, the Lama told her to come after 1 week. Then after 2 weeks later, again the mother and the son came to the Lama's place. Again, Lama told him come to after the 1 week. Then after that 1 week, then Lama gave advice to that son not to eat the sweet. Then mother have told the Lama that why don't you give the advice 3 weeks back? You just asked me come after 1 week, 1 week, 1 week, and why you have not give that advice 3 weeks back. Lama have told that mother because 3 weeks back I cannot give that advice because I am eating the sweet. I tried to stop to eating the sweet, so I can't succeed in 1 week. Then second week I tried, I can't. Then after 2 weeks, then I succeeded to stop eating the sweet myself. Then I started to give that advice to not to eat the sweet for the children. So I am that one, okay? So I'm not telling you that something what you have to do, which I'm not doing, okay? I'm asking you that what I'm doing, okay? So that's why today we'll pray together, okay? You also pray, I also will pray for that person, okay? And all the sick person, okay?
Yes, Rinpoche, the question is from a deity, do we need to chant the mantra of that only deity, or can we chant the other mantra of other deities when visualizing one deity only?
Okay, we can, that's your convenience. You can chant the mantra one deity, or you can chant the different mantras. That's your own. That's the question, is you can chant the one deity's mantra. Also, you can chant the other mantras, mantra of the other deities. That on your convenience. Okay, your convenience.
You said that when we're doing the prayer, sometimes it doesn't work because the person in your prayer doesn't accumulate enough of merit. So the question is, how can we have him or have her increase the merit if he or she doesn't know or he or she doesn't believe in Buddha?
I will ask you the one question, okay, for you. I will ask you a question. That is the answer for you, okay? One person is feeling very thirsty, okay? Okay. Now what to do when you are feeling very thirsty?
Maybe I will drink some water.
Now to some other person is feeling very thirsty, okay? What you have to do? What you can do? When he is not drinking a water, what you have to do? No, he is not wanting, he don't want to drink a water. Feeling thirsty, he don't want to drink the water. So your question is something like that, okay? Now the person who do not want believing in anything and he don't want to do anything, now you are asking me how to increase the other's merit. So even Buddha can do nothing, then how can we do? Even Buddha wants to increase the all of the sentient beings' merit, but he cannot do it. Because once you have to increase your merit, you have to do something from your side. When you are feeling the thirsty, what you have to do? You have to drink the water. So now the best thing is just for the pray for them, just a best thing. From your side, you can do the best of the your thing side from the others. Sometimes when you can do the your best thing for the others, that's why the best thing is to, now when someone is not believing in the all the religion or whatever the belief, they don't believe, from your side just pray for them. From your side, sake of them, just pray for the Buddha. That is the one thing only you can do. Now there's another question from Hanoi. Yeah,
the question from Hanoi, people ask that when they do meditation, they will open the eyes and look down, but when they do the visualization, so will they open or close their eye? If they open, What should they look for? What should they look into?
They should look into the just in the they can just look the wherever they want. So meditation, it's your convenience. You want to close your eye, fine. When you want to open your eye, fine. That's not any strict rules, okay? Okay, this is what's your own convenience, okay?
This question about the give and take meditation, Rinpoche. Do we have to depend on the power of the merit field to give happiness to all sentient beings?
That is a quite little bit high time for the given. Right now, don't do it, okay? Then when you depend on the taking the sufferings of the others, or to, when you depend the merit field taking the suffering of the others, this is the second label, okay? Right now, you don't do it. So when you are giving and take practice, right now, don't depend on the merit field. Second label, when you come the second label, then you can depend on the merit field. Pray for the merit field to give the power to you to take the suffering of all of the sentient beings and to give you the power to give your own happiness to all of the sentient beings. Right now, don't start it. Later on, you can start it. I'm happy that now looking at your questions, now your understanding of the Buddhism is improved. Because when I came to the first time, you are the question, I look very strange. Without any idea. Now you are looking, a little bit improved, understanding of the Buddhism. Yeah. Now this will be the last question, okay? Now last question.
Last time somebody asked you about the Tonglen. When we receive all the pain from all sentient beings, when the pain go through our body, we will visualize it as a... it will face with our karma and then destroy all our karma.
Yeah. That's right.
And now he asks again that if his practice is not strong enough, and or maybe the time he practices is not long enough, so yes, that means that also his merit is not strong enough, so how can he deal with that circumstances?
So maybe best thing is praying for the merit field. Praying for the merit field and to give you the more merits or to give you the more power to practice the better. Okay, now today I will stop here, okay? Just don't forget to do that homework, okay? Pray for the dead person and the sick person, okay? I will also pray, okay? We all together, we will pray. For that person, the sickness is a very serious problem, okay? So that's why we will just pray for him and the old sick person. Okay? I will pray, you all pray together, okay? Okay, thank you.